Blog Talk Radio.
Let the healing ring in.
awaken my soul, come into the light, awaken my spirit, like your candle burn bright, awaken my
not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line, they help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart.
Everyone, and welcome to the Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show. This is Jan Christie speaking to you from the United Kingdom, and this is a trans world co-creation, because over there in America, grounding energies, we have the one and only Mr. Gary Moore.
Hi, Jan Christie. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Healing Fountain. Mm-hmm. And what week is this, Jan?
It's week 148, and we have a beautiful guest speaker today. We have Lisa Jones, and she's an internationally known psychic medium, angel communicator, and meditation teacher. And many of her clients have witnessed a thinning of the veil, as Lisa opens her channel, and they've reported seeing angels, past loved ones, and their own spiritual guides, as well as feeling the unconditional love of the angels and a sensation of lightness in their bodies. And Lisa will be guiding us in the healing angelic meditation, unless we have too many callers calling in. And she's going to answer questions about communicating directly with your angels. And she's going to be opening her channel to ask questions of your angels. And you can find her website at http://www.artoflivinghappy.com. And she's a lovely lady. Well, she's quite young, actually. But she's very talented. Anyway,
yes,
we've got
this show. She's a wonderful being, and yeah, it's wonderful to have her back on the show.
It is. Yes, welcome back, Tua. Okay, and we do have wall-to-wall sports here in the United Kingdom, as you can imagine, it being the Olympics again, and which my husband says it only comes around every 4 years, but it feels like it's every 5 minutes to me, but then I'm not a great lover of sports. But keeping in with the theme, a few weeks ago, I played a song written by my sister, Sue Sikora. She wrote it for Clearall Pop Choir. We performed this actual one on Saturday at an outside show that I went to watch, and it was really, really good. And the last one she wrote was for the Jubilee, and this one is for the Olympics, and this one's called Victorious. And I love it. It's brilliant. So here we go. I'll give it a spin.
Wonderful.
Mountain, rise above the highest star.
Nature. Oh, it's a lovely song, that. It wasn't streaming very well here. It sounded absolutely dreadful, but I'm hoping that everybody else heard it okay, because it could be my Skype connection. Oh, good. Okay, so we've got a lovely guest, as we said, so we're going to bring Lisa on right this minute. Are you there, Lisa?
I am here. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. It's Lisa Jones, ladies and gentlemen, and she's speaking to us from whereabouts in America are you, Lisa?
I am in Connecticut, just about an hour from New York City.
Oh, wow. Not far from Gary. Oh, you've moved up from Gary.
Yeah, we figured out we're not too far, although I was just in your neck of the woods. My daughter and I went to France and Spain and just got back a couple days ago. So we had a lovely time in Europe.
Oh, brilliant. Whereabouts in France were you?
We went to Paris.
Oh, you did. Oh, I've always wanted to go there.
I've been to Limoges
a couple of times, but not Paris.
Right.
And I'm going to have to go there. The city of love, isn't it? Ooh.
That's right.
Ooh la la.
Ooh la la.
Wow. So, what were you doing over there? Were you on holiday?
We were. Yes. My daughter just graduated from high school, and she's off to college in a couple weeks. So I thought it would be fun to take her for a little while, just mom and daughter, before she goes off and starts her new life.
Aww.
And we had a wonderful time. So I'm really glad we took the time to do it.
Oh, lovely. Well, we have our other angel communicator in the chat room. We have Jane Dawson, and she's come to visit us today. So welcome, hey. Jane.
Hi, Jane. Yes.
Welcome, Jane. Good to see you in the chat.
Yes, it is. And you're going to tell us a little bit about your journey or how you started, were you, Lisa?
Yes, I'd be happy to.
Brilliant.
Okay, please. Great. Let's see, where to begin on all of this. I was born and raised a Lutheran, and my stepfather was a minister, so we went to church quite often, but it seemed much more just the religious aspect of kind of the rules and regulations of going every Sunday. And it wasn't until my first husband was diagnosed with cancer that I kind of lost my way and was trying to figure out how to get a closer connection to God. And somebody took me for an angel reading, and I was just so impressed with the information that was given to me that I just had to figure out how to do this for myself. So I actually purchased a book called Angels Speak by Trudy Griswold, and that really started my journey. I started connecting to angels, and they would help me on a daily basis. I would talk to them, and that's really what got me through my husband's illness. He was sick for a total of 7 years and passed away in 2004.
Oh, how hard work for you.
Yes, it was quite the journey, but at the same time, it was the most amazing transformation. In fact, the night that he passed, which was a little bit unexpected at that point, he was definitely on a major downturn.
Yeah.
And the hospice thought that it would be another few weeks, if not a month. And I prayed to the angels that night. I said, please just give Ian his peace and help me get through this. And the next thing I knew, I guess I'd fallen asleep, but it felt as though I had been transported to heaven. And I woke up in this just amazing place that's nowhere on this earth or this realm that I've ever been on. And it was just the most beautiful images I'd ever seen. Angels were scurrying around. They were preparing a big feast, and there was a loudspeaker saying, "The grand Mr. Ian Sharp is about to arrive." And I was almost a fly on the wall and just watching them prepare, and the love was just flowing over. It was the most amazing thing. And just then, two giant doors began to shift open, and right at that moment, there was a knock on my bedroom door where I was sleeping, and it was my brother-in-law said, Lisa, wake up. Ian's just passed away. And I didn't know what to expect because I was 37 at the time, and I had only lost one grandparent when I was quite young, so I had really never experienced death in my life. And I didn't know how I would feel when Ian finally did die. But I have to tell you, it was the most serene moment because I saw where he was going. And I was so happy for him. You know, the realization that I was on my own, that was the hard part. But I just knew that he had transitioned to this beautiful place. And that's what got me through it. So I continued to talk to the angels, and I told them I loved being married, and I, you know, really wanted to meet another life partner. And they just delivered the most amazing person to me. And I had asked for someone specifically that had never been married and no children. I was quite picky.
You have to be.
That's right. I figured, you know, you might as well ask for what you really want rather than, whatever you get.
Right.
And it worked out so well. He had never been married. He was from Ireland, and he always wanted children but never wanted to do the baby thing, so he didn't quite know how that would work.
Uh-huh.
And his last name is Jones, so he always wanted to name his son Robert, you know, like the Bobby Jones, the amazing golf player, and that's my son's name, was Robert. So it was really meant to be, not to mention he had been home in Ireland helping his father in his final days of a long illness as well. So our whole first date was talking about death and dying and angels and children, and it was just absolutely amazing. So,
That's such an inspirational story,
Lisa.
Thank you for that.
Yes.
Thank you for sharing that. Right. Okay, so... shall we bring a couple of callers on, or did you want to say anything else about?
No, I'd be happy.
Anything else?
has any questions or?
Right. Well, we'll bring someone on and ask them. So, are you 970, Gary?
Yes, I am. I'll go ahead and bring him on. We have a 347 that's been on hold for 36 minutes. I'll go ahead and bring them on.
Yes. Bring them on. Thank you.
347, you're on the air with Lisa Jones. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, guys. My name is Maribel and I'm calling from New York.
Hi, Maribel.
Hello.
Did you say Maribel?
Maribel, yeah.
Maribel. Oh, what a beautiful name.
Oh, thank you so much. could I ask a question?
Yes.
Please, Maribel.
Okay. I was wondering if you guys offer me any potential love or anything coming up.
Okay, let me ask the angels here. I need to kind of get into my my mode.
Okay.
So they're wondering currently, is there anybody at work that you might be interested in?
Well, I'm not interested in anybody at work considering I don't have a job.
Okay.
And I don't start school until the fall. So,
because what I'm getting is that there's something about that you're potentially going to meet somebody in your workplace and not necessarily, I'm just trying to get a clear sense of what they're saying here. Yeah, I guess it's more, it's something about once you do get a job, or, I mean, it's going to be something part-time. It's not going to be, you know, like a direct supervisor or something. It'll be more like a colleague of yours.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know if that's, I know you said you're going to school right now, so maybe that's going to be a little longer than what you were hoping for.
Yeah. Do you have any idea, like, what kind of job? Because I haven't had, like, any opportunities to get in a job yet.
Okay. I mean, again, I'm just getting, it's something part-time. It's just to kind of make a little extra money on the side. So it's not like, it's not going to be a permanent thing. It'll just be, you know, something for you to make a little extra money. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I see it.
Okay.
And thank you so much.
Yes. Well, thank you for calling in. I really appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Maribel.
Thank you so much for calling.
I'm wishing you the best of luck.
Thank you.
Okay, have a lovely life. Oh, lovely lady.
Just go ahead and mute you. You can sit back and listen on the phone if you wish. And I'll just go ahead and mute your mic. Okay.
Okay. Well, we have a Skype caller on 1111111111. Hello, you're on the air with Lisa.
Hi.
Jones. What's your name and where you're calling from?
My name is Patricia, and I'm with in New Mexico.
Oh, hi, Patricia.
Hello.
Oh, New Mexico. Wow.
Yeah.
Do you have a question for Lisa?
Yes, I'm also wondering about true love. I have had my share of bad relationships, and I'm wondering if it's true that God has created one person for us, and I believe that I'm ready for that.
That's a great question, and so many people do ask that. What my understanding, and this is just my opinion, is that there are many souls that you can connect with while you're here on Earth, but this is a place for learning different life lessons. And so a lot of times, you know, when you meet many people, but then they turn out to be the wrong ones, you're learning lessons from them all along the way. What I am getting is that it's all about loving yourself first in order to find that one particular, you know, love that's going to last. And are there some self-esteem issues that you've had, Patricia?
In the past, there was. I got through a lot of it. I've had family issues, relationship issues, and I've had to crawl out of that. And I am ready to have a lasting relationship because there's so many things that I want to share.
Right.
And I just wanted to know if that's coming my way.
Right. And again, they're just really stressing to me. It's about as soon as you bring that love to yourself and then also as opposed to be searching for that loved one, it's about putting out what it is that you exactly want. You know, your highest priority, similar to what I had said about my when I decided I wanted to get married again and have this lifelong relationship, I just put it out there and then I let it go. And then I just followed my true path of things I love to do. I got very involved in Pilates and yoga and other things that were really for my soul to build that. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, yes. And I am doing that, and I'm on my path, definitely, and following it, and there's other things that I want to start doing as well, but I was just curious, you know, if that's in the cards for me.
Well, absolutely, and it's just a matter of the timing, and when the, they're telling me when the stars align, but that doesn't help you, obviously. It's interesting, they're sense of time is so different, I've found, than what we're used to here on Earth. But it is certainly coming your way. They're not giving me very specific or any specific information about when, but just to follow your path, and you'll just be amazed at when the moment that it actually happens, it'll, again, you'll just be very surprised.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good news. That makes me feel better. Thank you.
Well, thank you for calling in.
Thank you so much. You have a good day.
You too.
Thanks a lot, Patricia.
Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
Oh, getting some lovely callers. Oh, there's another couple of callers on now, just as I've put the link in. Well, we can take the caller straight away, if that's okay with you, Lisa.
Sure, fine.
Okay,
hey, you
we'll
want to bring
the
next one?
One then? Okay, I'll go ahead and mute the Skype caller, and the next caller will be another Skype caller. So, Skype caller, you are on air with Lisa Jones. What's your name, and where are you calling from? Hello, Skype caller.
Come in, 386. Oh, no, sorry, 1111111 on Skype.
Hello?
Maybe. Hello?
There you are. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, who's speaking, please?
Who is this?
It's Jumpy.
Hi, Jumpy. How are you?
Hi, Jumpy. What question would you have for Lisa?
I had problems with drugs in the past, and I still take sleeping pills. And I'm looking for a more natural way of living. I'm trying to find a job as a translator, as I always worked. But it's been hard for me because most of the sites requires an enrollment fee, and I don't have money. And I'm looking for a way to get money so that I can use natural therapies and things I find in the web. I find interesting in the web.
Okay, I'm sorry, I missed the first part, that you're looking for money for finding...
For like signing meditation courses... For treating myself, you know, because I'm highly dependent on my mom,
okay.
And she only believes in psychiatry and this kind of thing. And my way of thinking is a more natural approach, and this thing.
Okay, so just I want to make sure I understand your question. You're looking for a more natural approach for getting your psychiatric needs met, is that correct? And ways to create money to afford that?
Yes.
Okay, let me just see here. What? Are you currently taking medication?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Yeah, what I'm getting right now is that, you know, you need to continue your medication and really find, before you make any changes, it's all about finding what type of approach you are looking to change to. And it would be... Go ahead.
I'm very interested. I don't know if you know her, Dr. Rhoda Clark and Dr. Amings.
Oh, right. I don't know them, no. And have you had a consultation? Again, I'm not a doctor, so I'm just trying to see if the angels are just saying to stay on your medication and, you know, until you have a real kind of a transition. Does that make sense? Where you would, your current doctor and the new doctors would have a transition.
I'm having a new doctor.
You currently haven't?
I have a psychiatrist, but the medication makes me feel like dumb, you know?
Right, right. Well, what the angels are saying is to just, that there needs to be a transition time and to not do anything immediately, that until you're secure with the direction that you're going and that you're, you know, that you're happy with your new doctor.
Yeah.
To do that.
Do you have more time to speak?
Yes. What, did you have another question?
No, because what really, I am a journalist, but I was disappointed with this career. And what really fulfills my heart purpose is to bring to Brazil several alternative therapies that I discover over the last years in the internet. Several doctors, sites like BrainSync, Sota Instruments, which is a kind of electric medicine. Mm-hmm. And this is what I would love to do because I'm also HIV positive, so I need to take HIV medications too.
Right, right.
That's amazing.
That is amazing. And what I'm getting is that if you just continue moving forward in that direction, that you'll be provided with the way that the money will come to you in order for you to fulfill this desire within you, that you would not have this desire within you without a way for that to happen. Is So just continue following your path, and each day it'll be more and more revealed to you as to what direction you should go.
Oh, thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you for calling in, Jompy. And
yeah.
best of
yes,
luck to you.
Jompy. Thank you
yeah,
for
best
calling.
Of luck.
God bless you all.
God bless you as well. Yeah. And I'm sure that alternative therapies such as aromatherapy, et cetera, along with the therapy that you're receiving now from your doctor, wouldn't go amiss, would it?
Right.
Lisa.
I think that, and that's what the angels were trying to explain, is that it's never a good idea to jump from one therapy to another, you know, without, you know, consideration from all sides and making sure that it'll work in conjunction with each other.
Yeah, well, I'm actually an aromatherapist, and it is a complementary therapy
Absolutely. That
you can use with other therapies. So,
right.
you know, I don't think that would hurt at all.
Oh, that's
you
wonderful.
Know?
Right.
And so if you wanted to continue learning all about that, Jompy, it would give your mind something nice to think about, and as long as you don't overdo it, I think that'd be good.
Right.
And good for you as well. Okay, then. Thanks for calling in, Jompy.
Thank you, Jompy. And we'll move on to the next caller. It's a 386 area code, and I'll go ahead and bring them on. 386, you're on air with Lisa Jones. What's your name and where are you calling from?
I'm Jamie. I'm calling from upstate New York right now. And I'm just looking for some direction as I'm in a transition with careers. And I'm beginning to lose hope on finding anything, and I'm not sure that I'm looking in the right direction. I'm not sure what to pursue.
Okay. The angels are asking me what would be your absolute true heart's desire to do?
Well, I graduated in 2009 with a teaching degree.
Okay.
I kind of feel like I want to go into that field, but I'm not sure that it's the right time to do it. I'm really at a loss of where to go.
Right. And is it, let me just see here. What I'm getting from them is that although teaching is something, it's almost like I see you teaching but not in a school district. Does that make sense to you?
That sounds great, actually.
Okay, good, because I mean, they're saying that you're an absolute brilliant teacher and you have so much to share with people, and that's truly your life's calling is to be out there educating people. But what you're missing is that you're looking to find, you're trying to fit into society by teaching what you think would work as a job. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
And that if you start really pursuing what it is that what you're called to do, what you love to do, what your passion is, that is where you're going to find your dream job, really. So is
okay.
there another avenue of teaching that you might be able to, I'm not sure what you enjoy, what do you enjoy teaching?
Well, I love working with special needs students.
Okay.
Not really big on teaching them math and reading and all that, but more
right.
of like life skills.
Absolutely.
To just continue to try and focus on that area is
absolutely, and that's what I'm getting. I just saw you in a beautiful, it's almost an after school, maybe, it's certainly not a curriculum teaching school. Like you said, it's a life skills place where you're actually really interacting with the kids in just very creative ways and really getting them outside of their box of what they're surrounded by typically. You know, so many special needs kids are put into the mainstream where they feel uncomfortable because they are different, and yet what they just want to be is just loved and just be, you know, treated like every human being deserves to be treated. And that's what I see you providing these wonderful people with.
Well, thank you very much. That's great to hear.
Okay. Well, best of luck to you.
Thank you again.
Just love and accept them. And that is something that you're passionate about. I kind of get that from you as well.
I do too. It brings
Stay
tears to
passion.
My eyes.
Oh, that's a lovely message.
It's a gift.
Yes.
Oh.
Okay.
Thank you for your call.
Yes, thank you, Jamie.
Thank you.
And we have Annette. Are you all right, Lisa? Or do you need to take a break?
I'm just going to take a sip of water here real quick.
Okay.
Oh, that you're fine. Well, we'll bring the next caller on. And it's on a 518 area code. Well, no, she disappeared.
No, hi.
Oh, you're there. Oh.
Hi, Lisa. God, you guys have great energy together. Oh, my God, it's amazing. I can feel it. Hi, Lisa.
What's your name?
My name is
Sorry.
Maureen.
Maureen. Hi, Maureen.
Hi, guys.
And
I have a few questions.
Sure, where are you
calling from? I've been living in the house. The house is negative. It's got negative energy. I've been attacked by things in my home. I've been doing the violet flame. I've been white lighting. I've been doing all those things. However, a few of my friends said, I need to move and get out of the area and get out of this house. My question for the day is, Lisa, where do you see me moving to?
Okay. I definitely, as soon as you said that about the house, I definitely am picking up negative energy there. And
oh, my God, yes. I don't want to scare the listeners, but you can feel it, you can see it, and I just want to be cautious with what I say.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think you're – thank you for being so respectful. I'm trying – where are you currently living?
I'm upstate New York.
Okay.
Basically, my friend says the energy is a cesspool of junk and I need to go. So
wow.
I can't just up and go until I get – there's a few questions I have, but let's deal with this one first.
Let's deal with that first. Okay, well, and I don't know – do you have any connections in Florida? Because I'm just getting – they just keep saying Florida, Florida, Florida. Is that anything that you would entertain?
I don't know. It's just whatever comes along my way. I just need to go where the end. I just don't want to up and pack and move to get into another situation because I am an empath, so I have to be very careful of energies.
Yeah.
Too. So, hey, okay, that's an idea.
Well,
I'll
just keep
that.
Yeah, it just immediately, as soon as you said where to move, that was the first thing. I got the picture of the state, and I just heard Florida, Florida, Florida. So check into it. Again, I also can tell that you are very empathic, and so as am I. So it's something that you need to be very aware of when you do decide.
Oh, yes,
to
go out in the world. Yes,
yes.
Big time. And I'm aware that I want to be very careful how to say that. Attachment, things can have attachment, and they like
right.
to attach to us.
Absolutely.
They're very drawn.
And again, in your thinking about that, release that. Just always bring in the love and light.
Always. I've been working with several people on that. My second question is, number two is, I'm thinking about changing careers.
Okay.
I'm in the beauty business, but I no longer cut hair. I was thinking of going into like massage therapy and wellness.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Do you see that?
Yeah, I can totally see that, and I see you taking it a level beyond that. I mean, the massage therapy skill training would give you the license that you would need. But when you, I mean, because you are so empathic, you'll be able to truly heal people as you're, you know, giving them massage, and you'll find other techniques of
mm-hmm.
truly, truly helping people. That, I think, is a wonderful idea.
Oh, beautiful. Okay, now, my third question is, do I start going to massage therapy even though there are situations going on in my house, or should I wait?
Let's see what they're saying.
I wrote down all my questions, so I was very detailed before I called you.
Good. No, this is fabulous. I'm getting to just look around where you'd like to, if you're going to make a move, and it would be, let's say you do end up going to Florida, they're saying to wait and start once you get relocated.
Okay,
but,
wait.
But if you're staying in the area and you think you just might move house in the area, then, you know, certainly you could start sooner than later.
Right. I mean, I would like to start now, but I don't think it's a good time now.
Right.
And sometimes my flesh gets ahead of my, you know, everything else, as we normally do.
I was going to say, that seems to be my problem, too.
Yeah, my third thing is money. Of course, it's very hard when you're in a depressed area trying to move forward. And I am trying to move forward, but sometimes it just is hard. So what do you see in that? In the meantime, between the transformation, getting to Florida, going to school, and you can tell I have a lot on my plate, but I'm just trying to get organized in my thoughts where I can go without going against the universe.
Absolutely. What I'm getting is it will flow. As soon as you have your direction, it will all just kind of lay out ahead of you. It's going to be scary because there will be times that you feel as though you really don't know where your next dollar might come from, but to just continue with having that faith, and it'll show up exactly when you need it to show up.
Beautiful. And my third thing is,
we have additional callers waiting.
Okay. Yes, I'm getting there. My third thing is, do star seeds usually are also sensitive to all this stuff that is going on in the world right now?
I'm sorry, I missed the first part. Did you say star seeds?
Yes, star seeds.
I'll have to say I'm not familiar with that terminology, so I don't know. But
thank you very much. I appreciate you guys. Love the light.
Thanks,
thank
Maureen.
You so much, Lisa, for your time.
Best of luck to you.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling, Maureen.
Thank you, guys.
Lovely to hear your voice, Maureen.
I love your accent, too. Irish to Irish?
No, I'm from England.
I thought, okay, I could tell it was somewhat different. Bye, guys. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, our next call will be, how are you doing, Lisa? You need a sip of water?
No, I'm all set this time. Thank you so much.
All right. Well,
I love Maureen's energy.
Yeah, I was speaking to her yesterday on Skype, just typing in, you know.
Oh, right.
And, right, who have we got next coming on, Gary?
The next one would be 570.
I don't know.
Come on. 570, you're on air with Lisa Jones. What's your name and where are you calling from?
This is Virginia, and I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Hi.
Hi, Virginia.
Hi, Gary. Hi, Jen. Hello, Lisa. Very, very lovely. You're very intuitive and very, very wonderful. I really appreciate all you guys do, you know, in service to Earth and beyond. I just have a couple quick questions.
Sure.
My first one is for me. It's a personal question. I've been given the guidance to recreate in a more expanded way my consulting firm within corporate. Can you just give me some heads up on whether that's, you know, a good way to go, please?
Sure. Let me just think here. So you do corporate consulting right now?
I've done it in the past. I've kind of moved into metaphysical consulting, but I've done it in the past, and I worked in corporate for many years.
Okay. Because it's interesting you say you did metaphysical, because it's almost a marriage is what I see of the two, and it's almost so that you can't tell your corporate clients that you're doing metaphysical consulting.
You kind of have to bring it in from the side a little bit.
Absolutely. But that I'm getting that would be very lucrative for you, if it's a way of packaging the information in the right way so that it doesn't I have the same problem, or not problem, but issue, as I used to be a certified public accountant and worked for all the big accounting firms and hedge funds and all these things. And so I quietly would use my intuition on doing the work and things, and people were amazed, but I couldn't really
indeed
tell them.
I totally understand that. Actually happened to me. They actually asked me, who are you really?
That's right. That's right. So, yes, that would be wonderful, Virginia, to
do
that.
Okay, great, great. Thanks so much for that. And how can all of us really be in service to Earth and beyond? What is your suggestion that all of us listening now and who will be listening and just all of us as beings of light on Earth, how may we best assist Earth and all that's beyond Earth?
Wonderful, Virginia. I love that question. And the angels are so excited that you asked that as well. What they would like to say is that truly each and every one of us is a being of God, we are all one ultimately. And so if each one of us can truly love ourselves, then that would be the most gracious gift to give all of Earthkind. Because if each one of us were not name-calling and pointing fingers and blaming everybody else for what our situation is, then, and we all take responsibility for what actions we are actually taking and actually giving ourselves the self-love that we all deserve and that we are all entitled to, that would just take our whole Earth leaps and bounds to a more peaceful and happy place.
Well, perfect, and thank you so much for taking my call, and thank you again, Gary and Jen, for having the show. It's one of my favorites all week, and I try not to miss it, so lots of love, and be well and live well. Thank you.
Thank you, Virginia. Yeah, thank you very much, Virginia. Thank you for calling as well. That's great. And just to answer Maureen's question that she asked a little while ago, I believe that all star seeds and light workers, anybody that is an empath is in tune with Mother Earth and going through it with Mother Earth at this time that we're all going through the great shift. And so I think we're all sort of feeling it. And some people are having really tremendous things to go through at the moment.
I think so too.
Yeah, it's been absolutely horrendous.
Can you educate me? So what did she call that again?
A starseed.
Starseed. I'm not familiar with that term.
Light workers, starseeds,
it's all the same
crystal
thing.
Children.
Yeah,
depending on who you are and what generation,
seed.
I think.
Yeah.
Wonderful. I love it. I love learning something new.
Well, we learn something every day, don't we?
Absolutely.
Well, are you okay to take the next caller who's been waiting 17 minutes?
Oh, yes, please. Oh. I don't want anyone to be...
We do have someone on 920 who's been waiting, and so I'll just bring them on. So, hello, you're live speaking to Lisa Jones and Co. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Mary, and I'm calling from Wisconsin.
Hi, Mary.
Hi, Mary.
Hi Lisa. Hi, everyone. First-time caller. So, I've had a leg issue going on for about 5 years. I've been to medical, alternative practitioners. Nobody seems to be able to figure it out. I'm just wondering if the angels have anything, any input?
Yes, and let's see. I'm going to have to look. They're telling me, of course, they are reminding me of who the person is. It's medical intuitive. I think .net. Let me just try that real quick. He's absolutely amazing. Oops. Sorry, let me get his name for you. But no, that's not it. I would like to get you this information. I don't have it right on the tip of my tongue, but... he's just an amazing, he's an intuitive healer, you call him, and, I mean, the things that he comes up with are just amazing.
Okay.
So,
right.
I want to say, is it Michael, Anthony Michaels? You know what, I'll type it in at the end when I have a few minutes to look for it. Is that okay? So keep looking are you on the chat room?
I have the blog talk open.
Okay, and do you see the chat room? Because I'll be posting it there. Is that the best way, Gary, or what would be the best way to get this information?
It would be the best way to do it, and also to just say it out loud.
Okay, I'll do that when I post it. I'm sorry, I don't have it. For some reason, it's just...
Yeah, I do see the chat. I do see the chat up.
Okay, good. So I will post it, and I'll let you know when I, as soon as I find it.
Okay.
And that way the ones listening on the archive will...
Yeah, everybody. Yeah, this person is amazing.
Okay. Wonderful.
Right.
Do they also see anything? I just was second attuned for Reiki. Did they see anything, that type of work in my future? Right now I'm not working.
Right.
I've had a lot of... like you said before, that there's a lot of things going on for people. I also had two recent passings of two men in my life, like boom, boom. Lost my job and then the leg issue. So it's like things are just going crazy.
One thing after another.
Absolutely. I'm getting that you're very strong with the Reiki. Do you feel the energy come through very strongly when you work?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I enjoy it so much. Yep.
That's right, and that's what I'm getting. And that initially, maybe start by volunteering, and start working in that way. But you will and can quite easily build a following because you're very gifted with the Reiki healing.
Oh, thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they're saying that would be just a wonderful way, and that they're telling me too. They want you to know that they are surrounding you and just filling you with love and light, and that they know that you're going through this. This is a life lesson that unfortunately you're having to deal with. But in the end, you'll look back and realize why you went through this really hard time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm learning so much. It's like every day meeting so many new people, learning new things. So it's like I can see it's very much a learning experience.
Absolutely. And just to keep in mind, even if you can start, an appreciation journal or a gratitude journal, that will just remind you when you reflect back about the hard times, because, sometimes we forget what we've been through until we reflect back, and then it's amazing. You think, I can do, if I got through that, I can make it through anything.
Yeah.
So.
Well, stepping stones in our personal spiritual growth.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Okay, well, thank you so much, and I'll watch for something to pop up, on the chat.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, Paul, Mary, and best of luck to you.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. And we're told that all this is happening to us to burn off the rough ashlar so that we're just left with the gold. So that sounds great, doesn't it?
yes.
Right.
Well, it might be helping me to get through it, all this that I'm going through.
And I think we are all feeling it energetically at some level or another. I think we are all
the shift, by the way, hit the fan. The shift.
The shift. Oh, okay.
Shifter. Shift. The shift is, you've got to keep your sense of humor, haven't you? Because you would crack up. you've got to, just look for the lovely things in life and the bright things in life and to keep going. Because
that's why I'm a constant search for new material.
That's right.
Tell the same old tired jokes all the time. Let's move on to the next, shall we?
Well, before we move, I guess I just found it. So the angels were trying to tell me. Sometimes, I don't get it immediately, but they gave me a visual. Anthony William, and I posted it there. www.medicalmedium.com. Did I spell that right? Medicalmedium.com.
Okay.
And I put it in there. But if you want to, Anthony William. And he's incredible, and the testimonials are just amazing. And he literally, I've worked with him personally, and he diagnosed something I had been dealing with for over 15 years. And within about 3 minutes of being on the phone with him, he diagnosed, and it's called chronic shingles, which I burst into tears because I had actually been diagnosed with shingles just 2 days before my husband was diagnosed with cancer, and that's what got my husband to the doctor. And because I was feeling like I had swollen lymph nodes and this pain, a little pimple on my back. And I was kind of a hypochondriac back then. And I ran to the doctor and they said, it's a good thing you came in. You have shingles. And so I told my husband, I said, I actually have something. Usually I would have nothing.
Yeah, but it's very painful shingles, isn't it?
It's awful. Well, and it was amazing. They said it's a good thing you came in when you did, because if it had spread, you would have been in so much pain.
Mm-hmm.
So I told my husband, and he said, oh, my gosh, well, I have this swollen lymph node that I've had. And I said, well, you've got to get to the doctor right away. And that's how he was diagnosed. So I almost feel as though it was a divinely given, you know.
That's how it happens sometimes.
It is. And then meanwhile, I've been having these life, for the last 15 years, I've been having all these bizarre, just little annoying issues. But when he said that it was shingles, I was like, oh my gosh, that makes so much sense. And he gave me some supplements, and I've been well ever since. So.
And you've got to stay away from chicken pox, because that actually brings the shingles on, doesn't it?
That's right.
I believe.
That is a derivative of it, yeah. And to make a quick correction, Cindy Smiles corrected us. It's medicalmedium.net, not .com.
Oh, .net. Sorry, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
we'll put
you,
a
thank
.net
you.
On the end of it.
Yeah, thanks, Cindy.
Yes, thank
Very
you.
Very observant of you there.
And I even, that's wonderful. Thank you.
Well, we have a call that's been waiting 20 minutes, so shall we bring them on? It's an area code 603. Go on, then.
603, you are on air with Lisa Jones. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Namaste, my dear brother in light. You should know who this is.
It's Marcus.
Ladies and gentlemen,
hi,
your
Marcus.
Friend and his. Marcus,
hey.
How you doing?
Doing great. It's my pleasure and honor to be on the show with all of you goddesses and my dear brother of light.
Where are you from, Marcus?
Let me see. I am from the Pleiades, I am from Andromeda, I am from Sirius, and Omniverse.
Whereabouts on planet Earth?
Wherever spirit leads me.
Love it. My brother from Sirius, I love it.
Yeah,
are you serious?
I am from New Hampshire since 1980, but I am planning on expanding and traveling the planet as soon as Grace and manifests the funds for me to travel the planet and do what I'm here to do and what I choose to do, which is do my true my calling is, what my true self is.
Wonderful. So, do you have a question today, or?
Well, why don't we see what the angels have to say specifically to support me and my full momentum and manifestation here in the physical earth plane to do what I'm here to do on the planet, which I choose to do, which brings me great love and joy, to share my true self, share my calling, and travel and continue to do what brings me joy in and sharing with others of like mind and consciousness across the globe.
Wonderful. Well, what I'm getting very intensely is that they say, if you just start on your way, it will all unfold before you. So if you have an idea of where you want to go first, it's they're talking about you actually doing some speaking, where maybe you would do that in exchange for, you know, places to stay and to have your accommodations met that way. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does. I know one thing which I'm going to be working on is possibly doing a conference next year, but doing some webinars first with one of my friends from Universal Spiritual Connection, Leilani, the producer there. And
okay.
On conscious, we haven't quite ironed out the name yet, but something along the idea of the conscious exploring the conscious ascension experience.
Okay. Yeah, and that's what they're saying is that the sooner you get out and talking to people, and I mean you're going to create a very large buzz around you, and people are going to want to support you, and it'll be a network, is what they're showing me, is that friends will tell their friends of wherever you want to go. It's all about just asking, and it will be provided to you. But it's, you know, you're going to have to step up and really ask people to help you. You know, find this network that you can. But there's so many light workers all over this world that are looking for people that are willing to be up in front, and you're one of those people.
Right. As Gary knows, he's heard of a number of my shows. I am getting out there, and I am willing and able and choosing to share my truth, my true self, which has always been pretty much outside the box, huh, Gary?
Yeah, you can say that again, Moses.
Let me just put it this way. I'll have whatever you're having.
Oh, well, let's make some fried bread together, Gary.
We were thinking of a pint of whatever it is you're having.
Well, it is source of living love, living light, living creation consciousness in a liquid light download crystal, which is simply just grab the download crystal and bring it all in.
Oh,
and I share
that
with each of you and all the listeners.
Brilliant.
I love that. Thank you, Marcus.
Thank you, Marcus.
Thanks for calling in, Marcus.
For calling. I'll go ahead and And we'll move on to the next caller.
It's a Skype caller.
Right,
go ahead. 1-1-1-1-1-1-1. Do you want me to bring them on?
Yes, please.
Hello, are you there?
Hello, John, Christy, and Gary, and
Hi,
Lisa.
Hi, John. How are you?
How are
you? I recognize your voice.
Gentlemen. Our friend John, how you doing?
He's in the chat room.
Good.
Truth of life.
Good, thank you. Doing fine.
Have you a question?
Yes, my question is, what do you foresee ahead for me, very significantly, in November of this year?
So
what
I'm sorry,
the angels
what's the,
see?
What
do the angels
for
foresee ahead of me that's very significant in the month of November
of
this year?
In the month of November, okay. Let me just see here. Well, I'm seeing you surrounded by a large crowd. Does that make sense?
Anything that makes sense at this point in time, because of I'm an intuitive, highly intuitive, and even clairvoyant person, and
okay.
I've seen the weather patterns correctly for the last 2 years, here where I live. And also, are you from Connecticut?
I'm in Connecticut. Where are you?
Yeah, that's where I am. I'm in Killingworth, Connecticut.
That's right. You're in Connecticut,
okay.
Too, right, John? Yeah.
Yeah. We just had a robbery today. Somebody robbed a bank.
A bank robbery.
It's a small town, Killingworth.
Oh, no.
Town. But nobody got hurt or anything. I foresee ahead things in strong significance with the month of November.
Okay. Yeah, I'm seeing a major shift, you know, with the, 11, I'm getting 11-11-2012. I'm seeing a shift on that date for you for some reason. I don't know what it means. They're just telling me that date, 11-11. Is there anything on your calendar currently, John?
No, not on my calendar. I'm just picking up things. The nature of it is I don't know if I even wish to disclose it, but it's very significant. The month of November.
Okay.
It's kind of sketchy, but the month of November seems to be strong.
Are you in regard to weather patterns or other issues?
No. To my significance, my life.
I see. Okay.
Kind of.
Yeah.
It's a little bit. I'm not entirely certain at this point.
Yeah, and I'm getting, like you said, sketchy is the word I'm getting with what. Like I said, I see you with a crowd more toward the end of the month of November, more like the 25th to 28th or something. Like you're, I don't know if you're speaking or if you're at a ceremony or something, but I'm seeing you in a big crowd. And then, but there is some sort of shift on the 11th of November that will precipitate whatever it is that's going to happen at the end of the month. So I hope that helps. I don't know what that means. That's just kind of what the impression I'm getting is.
Oh, that's very good. I appreciate it.
Okay.
That's pretty much it. Yeah. Thank you.
Well, thank you, John.
Yeah,
right.
Thanks for calling in, John.
You never know.
It's always nice to hear your voice.
Okay,
loads
thank
of
you, John.
Energy. And, hey, John, can you tell us numbers for the lottery at all?
I haven't been successful at that yet. Although I tried it once, it came awful close.
Oh, did you?
I tried to do one of the daily lotteries, and you know, I felt something's going to come up nines today. I actually did come up with a lottery number once, never played it. I told everybody around me to play it, and I didn't play it, and it came in that day.
Well, keep trying. Yeah. You never know, do you?
Yeah.
Thanks for calling in. Well, we have somebody that's been waiting for quite a while as well, and they've been on 21 minutes now, so we better bring... Do you want to bring them on, Gary? It's El Shara,
yeah.
Sourcechild.
Sourcechild, yes. Mm-hmm. You are on air with Lisa Jones. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello, my name is El Shara, and I'm calling from Southwest BC, Canada.
Great.
Hi,
welcome,
Elshara.
Hello. How are you doing today?
Wonderful.
That's good. Oh, I spilt water all over my laptop, so I'm surprised it's working.
Oh, my.
It was just about 5 minutes ago. I was cleaning it up. I was like, okay, thank God it didn't get into the hard drive.
The angels told me they put they covered it with you know, a little protective.
It must have, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm definitely in tune with a lot of different energy frequencies, and so I've been working towards trying to align certain things energetically. It's interesting. I think a previous caller had called in talking about empaths. I'm also an empath, so I can feel different energies. And,
mm-hmm.
It's very interesting. What exactly do you sort of see in your immediate future? I've kind of got a bit of drama around me lately, and I've been trying to sort of balance it out a bit.
Yeah, what I'm getting, or what they said right away, is that it's almost like you need to take yourself, separate yourself. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, that's what I'm kind of
like,
doing.
Yeah, take yourself out, take yourself away from the situation at hand, because it's only...
escalate, yeah.
Yeah, it's like stirring up for stirring up's sake. It's not going to solve any issue, and so... The more you can just step away, the sooner it will be resolved. And there still may be some lingering hard feelings, but the best way to handle it right now is just to really step away.
Have you ever seen anybody come in and just... there's a lot of been my friends lately who have just had these weird nightmares, and I'm almost wondering if that's because they're not being protected, or if they're just having an interesting experience. But it's been happening to a few people that I know, and it's happened to me just last night, and I'm just wondering if you've heard anything about that.
I have not. Jan, have you, or Gary?
What was that? Sorry, I was just on the switchboard. I missed that. Question.
Oh, no problem. The people have been having some nightmares around El Shara recently.
Yeah, loads of people are having nightmares and very, very sort of powerful dreams, and really...
Very vivid, if you ask me.
Pardon?
Very vivid dreams.
Very vivid
dreams, yeah.
Me too. I've been having them as well.
They're almost along the lines of visions. And
yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They are, you know, those of us who are visionary, who receive the visions and, you know how to deal with them, they're coming through fast and furious as well. They are for me as well. And that's no surprise. It's no surprise as the vibrations and the consciousness of this planet is ascending. Our consciousness and our subconscious is ascending as well. And what better way to communicate through that than through the dream time?
I've noticed that sort of shift as well. It seems as if there's a unifying connection overall that's sort of helping the people awaken to themselves. But I've also seen, you know, and I have just one more question for you, hon.
Sure, yes, please.
I've also seen... some instances where relative experiences would just sort of happen simultaneously without any sort of, like, independent sources would just come to the same conclusion almost instantly.
Right.
And I'm not sure if you've noticed that, but it seems to be the same source that's sort of tying in with the whole dream state. And I was wondering if you have seen or witnessed any of that. I don't think you have, but...
Well, I haven't necessarily along with the dream state. I'll have to be more aware of that. But I absolutely agree with you, and the angels are confirming that time is really speeding up more and more, and that
definitely. And I notice it.
Right. Go ahead.
I look and it was 10 o'clock last time I checked, and now it's like what? 4? No, 3. Actually,
it's been going on for quite some time now. Yeah, the acceleration of time.
Yeah.
It's basically collapsing, I think. It's a collapse.
Right.
Of time,
that's a good way to put it, collapsing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And like you said, though, too, that people are coming simultaneously to the same answer, because truly there is nothing new that is created per se. I mean, everything that is available to us is out there somewhere. It's just a matter of bringing it to our consciousness. But more and more people are bringing, you know, are bringing these same conclusions to their consciousness at a much more rapid pace than they used to. So it seems as though suddenly everyone's coming up with the same idea at the same time, and in fact they truly are, because we're all getting the same information at a much higher rate, and people are much more awakened now, which is such an exciting why it's such an exciting time to be alive right now.
Absolutely.
Yes, I definitely agree. All right, well, I guess that's it for me. I don't want to keep anyone else waiting. I guess I'll catch you later.
Well, thank you so much for calling.
Yes, thanks
a lot, Sarah.
Welcome.
And that's one very talented caller that's going to be our guest on the 27th of August. And we've got some fabulous music to play that they've written. And, so that's great. And in the meantime, I think we're going to take a little break here with another song that you requested, Lisa, because it's quite appropriate. It's called I Believe in Angels.
All right.
If it will play. Yeah, I think it will. You can dance on the button.
I have a dream. The fairy tale, you can take the future, even if you fail. I believe in angels, something good in everything I see. I believe in angels, when I know the time for me, I'll cross the stream. I have a dream. I have a dream. A fantasy.
that's ABBA, of course, and that's one of Lisa's favorite songs. And we're just going to bring Lisa back on to tell us about her website.
Yes, real quickly, could you give everyone your website?
Okay, great. Well, it's www.artoflivinghappy.com. And I'm actually going through all sorts of fun, exciting changes right now. I'm working with a new web developer and going to be having an all-new website, and I might even be changing my Art of Living Happy name, so all sorts of fun, exciting things happening. So if you want to check it out and if you want to sign up, then you'll be in touch with me throughout my transition.
Wow.
TheArtOfHappyLiving.com. Feel free to
The Art of Living Happy, yeah.
Yeah.
ArtOfLivingHappy.com.
That sounds like a good book title, Lisa.
I know. Oh, I'm so glad you mentioned that. My goodness, my book is being edited right now by a New York City editor, and I think it's going to be called Art of Living Happy.
I must be psychic.
You are psychic. Something like that. So lots of fun.
Brilliant. Okay, then. Well, I think we'll just play quickly, 100,000 Angels by Bliss. And everybody can have a quick meditate to this one. How about that?
Fabulous.
Thank you all for coming.
Yeah, thank you. Don't go yet. We haven't finished yet.
Okay.
Thank you.
catch everyone next week. Next week we have Charles Davis and Kusu on. So we'll see you then. Thank you. Bye. This one's called Somewhere in My Heart. Bye.
Well, enjoy the Olympics over there.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much, Lisa. And thank you, everyone. We'll see you next week.
And thanks to Jumpy for this song that he sent us. Thank you. Bye.